And in July 66, I went on Ulpan to improve my Hebrew in Jerusalem. And there I met my wife, Aggie, who was a pupil in the same class as me, a student in the same class. So that was 66. That was a 5-month intensive Ulpan course. And we graduated together in December. And I was obliged by Gluckman to study an immigrant village. So we put our heads together, Aggie and I, and decided that we would try and find a village. It wasn't easy. People didn't want to accept you. You're poking your nose around, and some villages we didn't want to live in, even if they would accept us. But with Aggie's languages, Hungarian, Romanian, and now Hebrew, and I had French and Spanish and Hebrew, we decided to look for a village not too far from where her parents lived, which was in Ramleh, new immigrant housing, very modest housing. And we chose a village, if they would have us, on the border. I wanted to see what the impact of living on the border was, and if it was possible, a multi-ethnic village with Jews from different countries. And we found one. And the two dominant languages in this village were Hungarian and Romanian. And Aggie's charm with the village administrator certainly facilitated entry. And so in January 67, I entered the village and rented a room from a Romanian landlady whose son was a powerful local politician. And we got married in April 67, which was 5 days before the outbreak of the Six-Day War. And we'd integrated quite nicely. People were beginning to, they were suspicious of me as a, you know, an Englishman, and what's he doing walking around the border, which I did, and looking around the terrain. And it took some time before they accepted, but the key factor in our being accepted was the outbreak of the Six-Day War. In late May, I received a letter from the British Embassy, which I'd registered with, to say that we can't guarantee your safety, you choose to stay at your own peril. And of course all the villagers knew this, because the post was distributed round a tree in the village, and the mobile post office threw a pile of letters onto the ground, and they could see, they could read the British Embassy on the front. And they said, oh, I suppose you'll be going, won't you? You know, they'd survivors of the Holocaust. Many of them had tattoos on their arm. First time I'd seen a tattoo on a number on a Jewish survivor of the Holocaust. And Aggie and I discussed it. We had no children, so it was an easier decision. And we said, no, we're staying. We're staying on the border. I have written about this in my book on the village and the state. And I don't want to go over it all again. But we stayed, and I was given a job. Of course, the men, the able-bodied men, were mobilized into the reserve army. And they said, and quite a few of the younger boys in the village with whom I played football said, why aren't you in the army, the Israeli army? I said, well, I'm a British citizen, I'm a Jew, but I'm not an Israeli citizen. So I was trained to be the village dairyman.